This week, we continue the series titled The Vital Groups with testimonies, public consecrations, and Brother Andrew Yu's responses to questions from conference attendees. This is part 3 of message 3 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
I'm Neil from Brooklyn. In church life, we have a lot of, in church life, within brother and sister, we have a lot of, you know, a friendship. And we'd like to break through the fellowship, break through the friendship and get to the fellowship or partnership level. And what's some practical fellowship? What's your suggestion how to break through the friendship and get into the fellowship and partnership?
The easiest is to pray together. You suggest that you pray together. And once a week, or if you can have more ambition, once every day, and you pray together for 5 minutes. And now you can pray together over the text message. I'm not kidding. You just pray, and then the other side, when he's busy, then he doesn't respond. By the time he responds, he prays. Then that is a relationship. So I said, all vital relationships are meetings. It's meeting on the internet. But not all meetings are a vital relationship. And then if you say, well, you know, we really need some word, then go to the recovered version. And you can say, let's read a verse a day, or you can say, let's read a chapter a week. And then you do it together. And before you know it, you stop talking about the movies and you start talking about the verses you read. That's a fellowship. What, you don't think you can do it? Go ahead.
Li Cheng from Brooklyn. I have a following question to that. So like when we try to break through the friendship to fellowship, sometimes it backfires. As in the person were very good friends with you and they're willing in the beginning, willing to pray with you, even sometimes for just 5 minutes in the morning. And then they say, I just don't want to do it anymore.
And sure. That's why I said you have five, say, people and then in the end you only get one. Yeah. But don't worry. You know, I was on a plane and I watched CNN, and they said this girl in New York, in Paris, 1 month before she blew herself up, she was an infidel. She doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in the Quran. And then somehow, somebody got into a relationship with her, and then suddenly she became a martyr, a real martyr. So the power of relationship.
Victor Borga was 39 years for 50 years. Amen. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm 39. Hallelujah. But what I want to say is I was very struck by this point you made about the talent and the need to respond immediately.
Yes.
When it comes to function.
Yes.
Actually, it really struck me because there are many examples where if we don't function, we'll actually lose that function forever, like especially with an infant, a child, developmentally. If they don't exercise, they'll lose it.
Yes.
And never get it. So I was really struck by that. And then this point about the willingness, I don't think I'd ever considered this before, that the number of talents we have depends upon our willingness to accept that from the Lord. And so that was really, really refreshing as well. But, it certainly is God's will for us all to receive from Him as much as, you know, He would give us that burden and then to cooperate with Him in this partnership. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And I was just so exposed in the way that I manage my time, the way I manage my finances, my relationships, and even the information, the kind of things that I allow to come in. And related to the time, I just feel like, Lord, redeem the time in these next few years. And that message was so touching. And then this morning, I just I just appreciated that we can have a new beginning.
Amen.
We can have a reconsecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
And so I just pray, Lord, oh, I like to give my whole family to you.
Yes.
Give my time to you. Amen. My finances to you.
Amen.
Give, even my church life to you. You would have the first place in my being.
Yes.
And then this afternoon, I just am touched that we would also have the burden to have remaining fruit. And so, Lord, pray for remaining fruit in these next few years.
Amen.
Gain this in each one of us.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
On church in Franklin, recently I worked in Rhode Island. I was touched by one keyword brother Andrew Yu is saying, incorporation. Incorporation is a triangle. Incorporate with our trying God together, then include all of us, become one entity, organism. This incorporation makes us vital. Praise the Lord. We're all busy, a lot of work every day, so many things, so much burden. But recently, during the working environment, I just grabbed a lot of balloon, a lot of opportunity. Sometimes someone needs a job. Someone have a baby, someone have this, that, especially someone need a job. And in the work, a lot of people have a group, like the lunch group, this group. Then by organically sharing some words, praying with them, we began start a friendship. But today, this afternoon, brother help us how to break through from friendship to fellowship, then from friendship to partnership. The one point is very good is by praying together. Like I contact with Indian people. On one hand, they pray with you. On the other hand, they have their God in their closet too. So by praying together, but organically work together with them, then the churches in Rhode Island, the people there, they have a burden too. They want to partner with me. They want to visit them. And so we just, brother say, you preach fine, make it one at the end of the year. So this, we don't need to be supported. Keep, grab a balloon. Then continue the Lord will send some with us. Praise the Lord for His economy.
So I think what Brother Andrew shared here is very, I think if I had heard a word like this 10 years ago, I would have said he's making things up, playing with numbers. But I think in the last few years and what the Lord has been doing, I'm Nathan from Baltimore, by the way. I think especially what's on the board, like on the left side, like if we focus on what's on the left side, we look at that, we realize surely that's possible, right? If we're in a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, if we're brought into that incorporated fellowship, you know, the relationship between the Father and the Son is a relationship of love, right? And you know, when we're brought into that relationship, we're brought into that love. And that love, which is an attribute in God, becomes a virtue in us. And then we just start loving other people. And when we love other people, these four dominoes can happen. They can really start happening. And, there's the love. We can't discount that. The point is not... Brother Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the point is to get numbers. The point is, if you start with a condition of love and there's a spiritual nature and there's a partnership and a discipleship, the numbers will come.
Right.
It's a law. You know, forgive me for the example, but you know, when a husband and a wife love each other, babies happen. It's a law under normal conditions, you know, there, and it's not like, you know, I looked at my wife and said, well, how many kids do we want? You know, it's many times kids happen, right? So I think in our relationship with the Lord and in the church life, we take care of the Lord. We take care of our relationship with the saints and with our friends and our coworkers and our classmates. We love them, but we have some goal. So we love them, and what we really want to do is have some fellowship with them. Because we don't want to just talk. I don't want to talk about movies with my classmate, with my work, with my colleagues. I want to have a spiritual relationship with them. I certainly don't want to talk about movies with the brothers in my small group. But if that relationship matures, it just goes in this direction. And I can say, you know, I think in our small group in Baltimore, we can attest that these numbers actually, the numbers bear out that colorful slide that he showed. It's just a principle of life and love. Amen. You just take care of these things. You take care of the Lord, and you start small. You really love each other. You just start praying together. You just want other people to experience what you're experiencing. It's not like it's a fruit-bearing effort. It's just, you're just having such a good time. You start telling your friends about it. You know, I told a friend of mine at work, and he's like, well, when can I come up to Baltimore and meet your wife? You know, it just happens. So now I think in our experience, there's some things happening in our experience. It's not perfect, but, you know, I'm here to say that it's not an imagination. It's real. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Recently, they said China got rid of the one child policy. But they said, you can't do anything about the population growth. And you think if you're a couple, and you say, oh, the population need to increase, and there need to be more girls than boys. You think it will produce a child, and you forget about it. As long as you just love one another, you will produce a child. The total production is not in studying the statistics, and I agree with Nathan. And I know that in the past 15, 20 years, since Brother Lee talked about the God-ordained way, we talk so much about statistics, and he said you have to take care of statistics. Statistics doesn't make people prolific. It doesn't make people productive. But when you love, when you get into a relationship and you develop the relationship, it will. And it will be very powerful.
Amen. Amen. I'm Chloe from Baltimore. And I'm really thankful for this time in the world. I'm in first year of 4 years program right now. And I finally, like this Tuesday, asked one of my classmates to read the Bible together and pray together. Yeah. I'm really excited to see this picture. I'm in the stage of friendship to fellowship. And amen, praise the Lord. I consecrated myself to spend more time with the Lord, to build more relationship with the Lord, and spend more time with my classmates to build more relationship with them. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hi, Isaac and Tina Chang from the church in New York City, meeting in Manhattan. We just wanted to testify our experience of being married over the last 10 years. Even though we feel like our service has been short and we're not capable in ourselves yet, because of the Lord's mercy and His blessing, we've been in a group meeting that actually has now not only grown but split several two or three times. We've had a chance to fellowship and be companions and shepherd single saints that. Many single saints who have now become couples and are serving like us in the same way, number of which actually even have moved away and are elsewhere. Yet, you know, we just praise the Lord that He's blessed us in this way. You know, I was considering this matter of the 5 years, and I realized in the 10 years of our marriage, I feel like the first 5 years we were running very quickly. Then the second 5 years, we had kids. And even though we're still doing quite a lot, I feel like we've been more distracted and we repent for not running as fast as we had before. And we just wanted to take the opportunity to consecrate the next 5 years. Amen. Lord, I want to give you our family, our children, Lord, our home, our service, even our group meetings, our time, our finances. We want to give this all to you.
Amen.
Lord, for your building,
Amen.
For the church,
Amen.
For the saints.
Amen. Right. I do also want to say amen to all the stages of the relationships. It is so true, and it's so enjoyable to go through all these stages of the friendship, the fellowship, partnership, and discipleship. And I do have to testify that a lot of this for me was maintained through prayer. And if it weren't for this prayer with the sisters, all of this would never have been possible for me. And recently, though, with the children, this prayer time that I've had with the sisters have been lacking. And I noticed such a difference when I don't pray as much versus before when I was able to pray so much more. And so I just give the Lord a fresh consecration. I feel like we are so limited in what we can do, but the Lord can do it in us.
Amen.
And all we do is just pray and allow Him to move.
Amen.
And we just give Him our cooperation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Jonathan Ward and Carolyn Ward from the church in Piscataway. I really appreciated that kind of have a refresh of this speaking. When we're in the full-time training, Brother Andrew gave this fellowship to us. And I think a lot of times, currently in this last year, a lot of times I just skip to the third step, partnership with a lot of the college students. You know, I'm really goal-oriented person. I'm like, I want some success. You know, I want some fruits, you know, things like that. But, you know, I really realize, you know, you really need each step. If you don't have that solid step of being friends with, you know, the college students or the ones you're taking care of, then you don't really get anywhere. You can't really pray with them because they don't really want to pray with you. You can't really get them to go preach the gospel because they don't have that spiritual urge to save man yet. So I was just really appreciative to be able to kind of have this refresh of this speaking. But also, you can also fall in the other way, and I feel like this is easy for me to just kind of stay in that friendship condition of, like, you just like talking to them about, you know, sports, or, you know, Stephon Curry's doing great right now. You know, and you can just get caught in that realm of just staying in basketball or staying and talking about cars or this type of stuff. But you need to realize that you're doing all this to get to that next step, to get to that next level, that you would be able to pray with them, to fellowship with them, and then, you know, be partners together with them. So I felt it was really good. And I feel like we are making some progress at Rutgers University with, you know, core students, you know, four students in particular. I think we're getting into that realm of fellowship and partnership because we did build a good base of a friendship. So I think that this really works, and I really hope that we can just continue to pray to continue to remember these things in our prayers.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.